At Milwaukee's Pride Fest, a minute of silence was held for the victims. Scott Gunkel is president of the company that runs the festival. He says the shootings will unite the LGBT community.
Separated from religion, culture, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender fluidity, we will unite. We will unite in love.
Milwaukee State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, who said she was at the festival as a bisexual member of the LGBT community and also marched in a pride parade yesterday, says she's already seen signs of greater unity.
I had the largest group of volunteers that I've had in the past few years come and stand with me and march shoulder to shoulder.
Zamarripa says she marched and mourned. The FBI says the suspected shooter, Omar Mateen, had legally purchased two guns in the last few days. But Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley told mourners at Milwaukee's Pride Fest that laws on gun sales must be tightened.
We need to demand, and now, bring back the assault weapons ban.
Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm wants Congress to again allow federal agents to study the impact of guns on a community and for the state to look at the impact of the concealed carry law.
Get the information we need so that we can design policies and effective strategies to reduce this.
Wisconsin Republicans Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson are blaming the Florida shootings on terrorism. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.